Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, there you have it. The NBA title is clad in Golden State Warriors blue and gold.
Skip pass to Clay. Corner three. Got it! And the Warriors lead by 14, 89-75.
That is Tim Roy on sister station KNBR. The lead wouldn't last, but the Golden State Warriors outlast the Cleveland Cavaliers and superstar LeBron James. Final score, 105-97. The once downtrodden laughingstock of the NBA. The Warriors win their first title in 40 years with spectacular shooting, team defense, and a roster steeped in talent. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier is live at the Tribune Tavern in downtown Oakland with some absolutely delirious fans. Brian?
Well, the streets are alive here in Oakland. Fans are just so excited that their team took home the NBA championship, adding to the Bay Area's trophy case. The Warriors have not won a championship in 40 years. So for a lot of these fans, this is a first for their lifetime. Reporting live here in Oakland, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Well, that watch party at the Tribune Tavern, one of many across the Bay Area tonight. The biggest at Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Warriors opened up the building and 20,000 fans paid $15 a seat to watch the title-clinching game together.
Let's go, Giants!
Well, the San Francisco Police Department learned some hard lessons following three World Series titles by the San Francisco Giants. That's why there is a large police presence tonight in San Francisco and Oakland. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Extra officers are already coming in tonight. The department has canceled officer days off in preparation. An extra staff will be in these neighborhood pockets.
South of Market area, along Market, Mission District, Polk Street, the Marina, other areas that were celebrated during the Giants World Series.
San Francisco Police spokesperson Grace Gapenin tells KGO they learned a lot after Giants fans smashed buses, lit fires, and pelted police with bottles. After the World Series victories, many Bay Area police departments have canceled officer days off tonight.
The investigation continues tonight into a deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley.
Medic 3, Truck 2, Medic 3 to respond for a medical emergency. 2020 Kittredge Street.
When emergency responders made it to 2020 Kittredge Street about 1 a.m., they found six people dead, all in their 20s, and seven others badly injured, some of them with life-threatening injuries. Five of the six were in the Bay Area on work visas from Ireland. KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports.
Three men, three women died, all either 21 or 22, when the balcony cracked and fell. Seven others who remain in area hospitals were injured. As for the integrity of the balcony, Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates.
I mean, we don't know. We haven't investigated. There's been a lot of allegations. There's been some people have said, you know, the property owners aren't responding to problems. I don't know that to be the case. So we really just have to get to the bottom of it.
The city building inspector taking a look as the investigation gets underway.
A Bay Area engineer says balconies require special attention during design and construction because people congregate on them. Kevin Treat is a principal at KPW Structural Engineers in Oakland.
The code would prescribe that they're designed for a 60-pound per square foot live load, which probably could be overloaded if people were jammed shoulder to shoulder on a balcony.
Now, that's the equivalent of about eight people. With 13 killed or injured, the simple math suggests the balcony may have been overloaded. Exposure could have also led to rotting wood, which would have also weakened the balcony. On the international front, it is now confirmed that U.S. drone strike did in fact kill al-Qaeda's number two in command, Nasir al-Wahashi. But California Congressman Adam Schiff says there is more to be done.
Can't rely simply on operations that take out leadership. It has to be accompanied by an attack on the ideology, on the recruitment, on the financing, really all across the spectrum.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund
managers
own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. Let's start around the Oracle Arena, shall we? The Nimitz is looking good for those of you who are heading north or southbound, and you're worried because the after the victory, the celebration is going on. I guess folks are still staying there, getting their celebration on. You're clear right now. I'll keep you updated as to how things progress. Now, at Fort Baker on northbound 101 on Alexander Avenue, there's a U.S. mail truck that hit a movable barrier there, still in the left lane. The tow truck should be there any minute now. So you really just got minor slowdowns just after the truck. Those of you coming off the Golden Gate Bridge, construction is causing minor slowdowns on southbound 101 between Fort Point and 1. And also in the city, northbound 280, construction up again tonight on the ramp to southbound 101. The good news, though, with that is that slowdowns are minor. Northbound 101 at Petaluma Boulevard, please watch out for an unknown object in the middle lanes there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Father's Day looking like a toasty one. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow will be mainly sunny and warm for the Bay Area, except the coast, where it'll be relatively cool with highs there only in the upper 50s to about 60. But we'll see mid to upper 70s along the Bay shoreline and upper 80s to around 90 inland. Thursday will be just a little bit cooler than tomorrow, and temperatures will rebound on Friday and continue warming up into Father's Day weekend.
And again, to repeat the big news, the Golden State Warriors, for the first time in 40 years, win the NBA title. Final score, 105-97 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'd say there's potential.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her
finger and her thumb
in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Smash Mouth, yeah.
Before now, we're not playing this because the Warriors are all-stars, though they are.
No, it's perfect, actually. It works.
Well, there's another reason, we'll say.
Yeah. We'll talk about with John Lobertini coming up here in a second.
Hey now.
Yes, this is absolutely for the Warriors. They are the world champions.
Riley Curry is trending at number two behind a promoted Twitter feed. So I'd say she's number one.
Right on.
See, not kidding. Right now, Bay Area, Riley Curry.
You gotta love it. So we are the NBA champions.
Riley Curry, by the way, is Steph Curry's baby girl.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And she's the cutest.
Just watching
thing.
The monitor, we saw a couple of shots of her.
Yeah. If you haven't seen her, Google her. She's the cutest baby or toddler, I should say.
All right, let's go to John Lobertini. We'll get to the lead singer of Smash Mouth in a second. There's a reason we played that.
Related news.
Yes. All-Star Works. We'll get to him. He had a meltdown, as Steve Harwell did. But, yeah, we're talking about the party right now. John Lobertini, We won.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. For people who've been fans of this team, it's been a rough ride. 40 years between, really almost 40 years in between relevance. I mean, the Warriors were very good in the mid-70s. They were entertaining here and there. But, I mean, if anything bad could happen, it happened to the Golden State Warriors for a long time. They drafted the wrong guys. You know, it was just one thing after another after another. And Tim Roy, who is the play-by-play voice for the Warriors on our sister station, KMBR, Tim came from the Sacramento Kings, where he was their play-by-play voice during a time when the Kings weren't very good. He comes to the Warriors. They're not very good. And this is what it sounded like as Tim made the final call as the buzzer sounded.
Bring it up. Warriors 105, Cleveland 97. J.R. Smith, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. The jumper is no good. Curry the rebound. It's taken 40 years. But once again, the Bays team is the best team. The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title. Final score, Warriors.
Gosh, for Warriors fans, that's got to give you chills. I mean, this team, they shot well. They played good defense. I mean, this is really a testament to team chemistry. I mean, there were a lot of guys that had to take lesser roles this year for a variety of reasons. They did, and to our knowledge, they didn't do a lot of complaining about it. And, the Warriors arguably played their best game of the series tonight. I mean, they were knocked around by the Cavs for the first three games until they got their act together. Steph Curry had 25 tonight. Andre Iguodala had 25. They held LeBron James to 32 points. Remember, he was, he scored 40-plus in four of the five
That's
previous
right,
games.
Yes.
But the Golden State Warriors are NBA champions. Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no kidding.
It just really is fantastic. And so, obviously, doing the show, I was not able to watch the show. Were they kicking LeBron around a little bit?
Dancing
him?
You know what they did do the last couple of games? Instead of trying to put just one guy on him, they had multiple people close to him. So they had one primary guy guarding him, and there were lots of other guys that were slapping at the ball and slapping at him and, trying to make life difficult on him. And that really, I thought, played dividends in the past couple of games. I mean, he's been remarkable. I don't know that, and I've been watching basketball a long time, and I don't know that I've ever seen anybody take over games the way he did in the first two or three games. It was a phenomenal performance, but he lost his Klay Thompson and his, Pickham with the Warriors. I mean, he lost, his top two players.
Right, there's been a lot of adversity and injuries.
Yeah. I mean, and some people have argued that maybe Cleveland might not have been as good a team, with those other two guys because they were offensive-minded guys, and, it was defense that really kept them in these games. But they just made life difficult on LeBron. And as you heard the team talk over and over the course of the past week, it was, we know we're not going to stop him, but we've got to make life difficult on him. And that's what they did. I mean, he was, what did he do? He hit 13 out of 33 shots tonight. Yeah, 13 out of 33 shots. I mean, gosh, the guy had 18 rebounds. He did everything, but it was a one-man show. And, wow, what happens next?
The parade.
The parade, yeah, well, and the celebration.
Actually, well, before we get to the parade, we've got to get through tonight because we've had three World Series titles with the Giants, and those have not been pretty scenes in San Francisco. And, as we've been reporting tonight, all vacation time canceled in San Francisco. It's everybody on deck for tonight. They're not sure where the revelry is going to break out. Oakland would be the obvious place. People know how to get down there. There's been plenty of trouble down there, and anybody that wants to use this as an opportunity to stir the pot some, they know exactly where to go. But I think that, both police departments are on high alert. You heard Brian Pelletier talk about the heavy police presence outside the Tribune building in downtown Oakland. So at this point, we wait and watch.
Right. It's funny because I see so many new young folks are always moving to San Francisco and Oakland and the entire Bay Area, Silicon Valley and everything. But in my view, what I'd seen on social media after the Muni bus burning and the guy throwing the big heavy thing through it, those people were roundly seen as huge losers by any and everybody who's, cool and involved.
Right.
So you'd think it wouldn't happen again. But like I said, there's always new people moving here who weren't here for the first burning and the fallout thereof. But so Oakland, they've been pretty secret so far about a parade, right?
Well, there was some discussion. Libby Schaff said that if the Warriors win, she would hope that there would be a parade in Oakland, and that she and Ed Lee have already talked about this. And because there are leanings about the Warriors coming back to San Francisco, where they started out when they moved from Philadelphia many moons ago, it sounds like there'll be two parades, one in Oakland, one in San Francisco, or something like that. Two events, if not parades. So I'm not sure we know exactly. I mean, I would put my money on a parade through Oakland.
Yeah.
Through downtown Oakland.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because Obama's supposed to visit San Francisco on Friday, which would make it into a logistical
nightmare.
Not even nightmare.
Yes.
Hell hole, black hole, yes. Sucking hole of traffic and nightmarishness.
Right. That would be the big crush.
You know what? At some point, we're just going to have to stop complaining about this traffic because that's just,
that's
life in the Bay Area. It's like, there's traffic. Oh, okay. Well, more traffic.
Oh, but a parade and the president?
Well, you know what? Maybe if we put a basketball hoop out on Broadway, we can get Obama to roll his sleeves up and play some hoops.
Actually, that's a good idea.
You know what we'll do? We'll play horse with the president and say, okay, we need money for...
He would play. He'd be the guy. But, John, I think that since it's Tuesday night, they have enough time to organize this for the weekend. And it seems that that would be the obvious go-to.
It seemed that the prevailing wisdom was that if the Warriors won tonight, there would be a NBA championship parade on Thursday.
On Thursday.
I don't know that there is anything official, but I'm getting a nod from our engineer, Karen Reed, who is... You know, you guys may not know this, but she is like the sports princess.
Mega fan.
She talks in my ear every once in a while.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what's interesting is that the MVP of the finals for the Warriors was a guy named Andre Iguodala. Mm-hmm. He took less money to come to the Warriors from the Denver Nuggets. And Andre gave up his starting spot so that a younger guy could take it because the belief was that the younger guy played better when he started and that Andre was enough of a pro that he could handle that. And, I mean, this was a guy who, you know, averaged, you know, 15, 20 points a game, and he did not score a lot this year. He didn't score a lot last year. But they needed somebody with energy. They needed someone to be aggressive. They inserted him into the starting lineup, and he was arguably the difference maker. He was the guy that was on when none of the other Warriors were on. So, you know, again, we circle back to this team effort. I'm poking around right now in the San Francisco Chronicle, who does a fantastic job of covering most things, looking for any news on a possible NBA title parade. But if Karen says it's going to be Thursday, then I defer to the sports princess.
It's going to be in Oakland, right, Karen?
Is that a yes? She throws her hands up.
Not quite sure there.
You know what? You can only ask so much of the sports princess.
Well, she just whispered it in my ear. Probably San Francisco.
Oh, is that so? He's nodding. Well, okay.
She would know.
Okay, well, so that makes sense. So if the president's here Friday, we'll have the parade Thursday. Got it.
Much better. All right. Well, congratulations to our world champion Warriors. They are the champs of the NBA. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back to discuss. And you want to weigh in? Have at it.
Yeah, feeling good?
Yeah. 808-0810. We are the champions. And you got to wonder the flip side. And so we're wondering what's going to happen here with the celebration in San Francisco and Oakland, you got to think, what's going to happen in Cleveland right now? What's happening over there?
Mm.
Yeah. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I noted the tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices. No appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849.
Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Discover Nakoma. Lose track of time on Nakoma's championship golf course. Lose the stress of the daily grind at the spa over a romantic dinner at the iconic Wigwam Room or grabbing a drink and casual bite in the lounge. Lose yourself in the peaceful beauty of this place and keep every moment here close. Experience serenity just an hour's drive from Tahoe. Whatever the season, Nakoma will make a believer out of anyone. Discover Nakoma. Live elevated. Visit NakomaGolfResort.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Smash Mouth. Well, All-Star was perfect for the Warriors. The world champions, ladies and gentlemen, bringing it home to the Bay. They'll be back, and it looks like we're looking at a parade towards the weekend. We're thinking Thursday. And then I saw her face. You gotta believe. Works all the time.
Let's send this one out to Riley. Hurry. Man, when I see that face, oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. You got to wonder what kind of deals are in the works already for that daughter.
Oh, you know.
She's going to have her own line of kids wear toys.
I would think.
Yes.
I think it was week or so ago,
some
2 weeks
is
ago.
Working that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, if you're the Gap, you should be on the horn with that kid or the family. But, man, they're closing all these Gap stores all
That's
over
right. What are they
the U.S., so I guess they're out of money and they can't afford that baby.
I'm not sure what that is all about, but they're closing, what, 250 stores? But they're cutting back.
I forget. Fairly large number.
It really was. Okay, so why are we playing Smash Mouth? Because there was a three-day food festival in Colorado, Taste of Fort Collins, FOCO. Yeah, well, what do you think was going on there?
Going loco in FOCO.
They weren't worried about being unemployed because they smoked marijuana, that's for damn sure. But people started throwing bread. Well, why were they throwing bread, Drex? Because one of the vendors, it was a food festival, mm-hmm. So that's right, they're playing food festivals. I think that says it all. No wonder he was in such
sad.
A bad mood.
I saw them at the Fillmore. That was a good 10 years ago.
Steve Harwell. Yeah, so people were throwing bread. And they started playing All-Star. Let's just take a listen to it. And then we'll decipher.
I'm going to come find your I'm going to beat your whoever the you are out there, okay? You
come on.
Come up here. Come on. Walk your bad up here. Come on. Come on stage. Come on stage, bad. Come on. Come on stage. You bring your off stage, you ever throw me, I will tell you right now, I will beat the out of you. Okay? You're
Listen to the band in the background. Let's start the song now.
Can we just play?
Thousands of people right now. Because I'm going to walk off stage, and guess what? You're paying for it, okay?
Listen to the band. Please, dude, move on.
That's hilarious. Let's just move on.
Wow.
Somebody's having a bad day.
Yeah, you know things aren't going well when people are throwing bread at you and you're at a food festival and you're losing your mind.
Well, it's probably
person. You know, he was the one person who was not smoking and was not calmed down. Then he went at it again.
Could be.
Yeah. Then there was round two. I'm surprised they didn't cut him. Pull the plug on it. Always a very sensitive thing. You work concerts. I mean, that's a fine line between, you know.
Never had that kind of authority, but.
Sometimes the police or the fire department will shut it down. But there's always a fine line between doing it and then having total mayhem.
Oh, totally.
Sure.
Yeah, because of noise ordinances in certain places.
That's right.
And you're doing an event or a wedding mm-hmm. or whatever, and the people are just going ape, and they want more, 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 and you're like, yeah, we love you, but we really got to go because the cops might come.
I've been in a couple of venues where they pulled the plug because it was 11 o'clock, and that was it. And
11 o'clock's 11
and
o'clock.
And by the way, they're not kidding. And I mean, I've seen some big performers, and people lose their mind. Then you got to worry about, you know, the mob mentality going to play into this.
Oh, right, right, right.
Even at a concert.
You can't just...
But they
in
do.
The middle of a Beyonce
yes,
song.
Ever,
yeah,
I mean,
no,
they
I
do.
Know.
They pull the plug.
Places that are notoriously strict.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, he was having a bad day. Bad, 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 bad day.
So how did it end? Do we know?
You know, he went crazy again. But then, here's the interesting thing. The next group came on. Let me see who was the follow-up.
Tough act to follow, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. There was another band that played, and they just laughed at it. Oh, I'm not sure who it was.
If I were the next band, I'd say, we love bread. Throw bread at us. Can you throw up some peanut butter, too? That'd be nice. Thanks.
Yeah. There was another. Yeah, the bread tossing happened during another set by rock band Atlas Genius. They were cool with it, though, and just made jokes about it, about the fact that they're gluten intolerant. But
oh,
they played through it.
That is a good play. Way to go. That is a win. Thanks right. for the bread, but we're gluten intolerant. Thank
Listen,
you.
Listen, we have to check in with the newsroom again with the breaking news that's going on. The obvious is the Warriors. The Warriors are the champions. But when we come back, we'll talk about, I'm sure we're going to keep talking about that because that's what time it is here in the Bay.
And here in the Bay and around the world.
All right.
And we'll see if people are behaving themselves so far.
808-0810, if you have any observations. Are you driving home yet? What are you seeing? Are you out on the roads? Are people being nice? Or is it getting feisty?
What's the mission like? That's what
Are there
like
lots of drunks? Are people stoned out there? 808-0810. What kind of behavior are you noticing on the roadways
We're
right
not
now?
Saying narc on your neighbor, but just tell us what you're
oh,
seeing.
Oh, you don't care about other drivers. What the hell do you care about talking about other drivers? I know that you don't. All right, let's go to the KGO newsroom, 808-0810, and we'll check in with John Lobertini on KGO 810.
More coffee? Oh, wait. Don't you have to get your car serviced?
Uh-huh.
What time?
Anytime. They take me right away. I don't need an appointment.
Really?
And it only takes an hour, sometimes less.
Introducing Premier Express from Mercedes-Benz. Vehicle maintenance in about an hour or less with no appointment necessary.
Then get another coffee and tell me about your date.
Now there's something I wish would have taken an hour or less.
Visit mbusa.com/Premier Express for a participating dealer near you. Premier Express. It's about you. And it's about time.
She fell in love with my blue eyes.
But that love is dead.
Yeah.
Been wearing old contacts. Now my eyes are all red.
Girl.
Why'd I run out of contacts? I see nothing clear. Itchy eyes, old lenses. I can't hold back my tears. Never run out of contacts. Wish I could see you again.
Get free expedited shipping on all app orders. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Ah, dear old dad. When you were feeling down, he cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, he made it all better. It's time he gets a break, and KGO 810 can help. KGO 810 is giving away a Father's Day gift pack from Pier 39 and the Hard Rock Cafe. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com and tell us why your dad deserves a Father's Day break. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 certificate for the Hard Rock Cafe and a family four-pack of Pier 39 premiere passes from KGO 810.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Governor Brown has declared a statewide drought emergency, mandating all homeowners to cut water consumption by 25%. You could face serious penalties if you don't act now. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and studies show that water usage for your lawn can be as high as 60% of total household consumption. Luckily, we've got you covered because System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic lawn called SP Turf. The lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles, and more importantly, you'll never have to water your lawn again. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty. Act now and avoid having an ugly, dry, brown lawn or getting penalized for water usage. Call 844-MY-SP-TURF. Lowering water consumption is no longer a choice. It's a mandate. Call System Parish today. 844-MY-SP-TURF. 844-469-7788 or systempavers.com.
Contractors license number 661575.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
Fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer. With big shows, big concerts, and big fun. June 17th through July 5th.
Well, Dub Nation, they just went dub worldwide, baby. That's the story. Let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is those NBA champion Golden State Warriors.
Curry the rebound. It's taken 40 years, but once again, the Bays team is the best team. The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title.
Well, that's Tim Roy with the final call on sister station KNBR. The Warriors beat LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Final score 105-97. Andre Iguodala, who gave up his starting spot last year to a younger player, steps back into the starting lineup during this series against the Cavs and leads the Warrior to the title. Iguodala, who was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player on ABC television just moments ago.
They call me young Scottie Pippen, young Penny Hardaway, young Grant Hill when I was a kid. My game was always doing everything. Came out this series, they needed me to score more, so you got to step up and take the shots.
The Golden State Warriors win their first NBA title in 40 years tonight, winning that series against the Cleveland Cavaliers 4-2. And that's what it sounded like at the Warriors watch party at Oracle Arena in Oakland tonight. 20,000 screaming fans who paid $15 apiece to watch the game inside the arena on a television. What's next? There is a huge police presence in both San Francisco and Oakland tonight. NBA titles like this frequently bring out revelers, but of course, protests, maybe even vandalism, but certainly some trouble is expected. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier joins us live now from downtown Oakland with what he's seeing. Brian?
John, I'm at 14th and Broadway right now where the sounds of happy honking are absolutely deafening. The Warriors fans are out in the middle of 14th and Broadway, dancing, smacking together those thunder sticks, waving yellow t-shirts and the blue and gold flags. Just very excited that their Warriors have won the NBA title. Things have been relatively peaceful here, although I did hear some firecrackers get set off in the middle of the streets, and the crowds are in the middle of the streets. So if you're driving, you might want to avoid the area or just plan on hanging out for a while, if you know what I mean. Reporting live from Oakland, I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Hey, Brian, can you describe the police presence out there?
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty thick with police. You know, I saw them everywhere outside of every bar that had a TV where people were watching the game. And now there's a large group of police that you can see at every corner of here at Broadway and 14th in Oakland.
Now, Brian, there was some discussion earlier tonight that there was a protest unrelated to anything that had to do with the Warriors. Are you seeing any signs of a separate group perhaps mobilizing for a protest?
I don't think so. I would say probably 70 to 80% of the people out here are rocking those blue and gold colors of the Warriors. There are families, there are, you know, toddlers here, so not really a lot of people organized in an organized fashion that I would say are protesting. It looks like they're all here. They're really happy. They're celebrating.
All right. That is KGO 810's Brian Pelletier in downtown Oakland, where fans are gathering to celebrate this NBA title won tonight by the Golden State Warriors. Let's hope that everyone continues with this warm and fuzzy feeling. In San Francisco tonight, we are also getting word that there are celebrations taking place in San Francisco's Mission District, possibly some rowdy behavior. There are unconfirmed reports of a trash can being set on fire at Mission and 19th Street. And you heard Brian mention those firecrackers in downtown Oakland. We will, of course, keep you posted on the goings-on in each of those cities because, of course, there are fans all around the Bay Area. In other news tonight, the investigation continues into a deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley.
Medic 3, Cartoon, Medic 3 to respond for a medical emergency. 2020 Kittredge Street.
When emergency responders made it to 2020 Kittredge about 1 a.m., they found six people dead, all in their 20s, seven others badly injured, some with life-threatening injuries. Five of the six were in the Bay Area on work visas from Ireland. More from KGO 810 Scott Lettieri.
Three men, three women died, all either 21 or 22 when the balcony cracked and fell. Seven others who remained in area hospitals were injured. As for the integrity of the balcony, Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates.
I mean, we don't know. We haven't investigated. There's been a lot of allegations. There have been some people have said, you know, the property owners aren't responding to problems. I don't know that to be the case. So we really just have to get to the bottom of it.
The city building inspector taking a look as the investigation gets underway.
A Bay Area engineer says balconies require special attention during design and construction because people congregate on them. Kevin Treat is a principal at KPW Structural Engineers in Oakland.
The code would prescribe that they're designed for a 60-pound per square foot live load, which probably could be overloaded if people were jammed shoulder to shoulder on a balcony.
Now, that's the rough equivalent of about eight people. With 13 killed or injured, simple math suggests the balcony may have been overloaded. Exposure could have also led to rotting wood, which would, of course, we have also weakened the balcony. It is 9:35 on KGO. Time now to shift gears and send it over to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I just want to let folks know the Nimitz is still looking great in both directions. In fact, all the way from Oakland to San Jose, so you're not getting any Warriors fans traffic right now there. But International Boulevard is jammed up nicely between 73rd Avenue and 85th Avenue. In Oakland, westbound 580, you've got construction causing some minor slowdowns between Park Boulevard and 24. At Fort Baker, northbound 101 and Alexander Avenue, well over an hour ago, a U.S. mail truck hit a movable barrier there and was stuck solidly in the left lane. Well, the tow truck's there now, getting this taken care of. Traffic has jammed back up very badly, almost all the way back across the Golden Gate Bridge. Just be warned. In Pleasanton, westbound 580, construction's got you stop and go between Airway Boulevard and Doherty Road. And you've still got those minor construction slowdowns back in San Francisco on northbound 280, the ramp to southbound 101. But again, they are minor. By the way, the Bay Bridge is still looking great. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants beat the Mariners today, and the A's beat the Padres. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Father's Day looking pretty toasty. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
We'll have a mainly sunny and warm day for much of the Bay Area. Highs will reach mid to upper 70s along the Bay shoreline and upper 80s to around 90 inland. Thursday, temperatures will drop off just a couple of degrees, but they'll bounce back on Friday and continue warming into Father's Day weekend. By Saturday, we'll see inland highs in the mid to upper 90s.
And Sunday is also the first day of summer. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, mild temperatures. It's 61 degrees in Napa, 54 in Half Moon Bay, 57 in Santa Cruz, 57 in Oakland, 57 in San Mateo, 62 in Oakland, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's your home. It's alive. It's pumping blood.
Pump and blood for the Warriors tonight, baby. That's right. The Warriors are the world champions. So far, it's just about the celebration, and that's a good thing. And by the way, that is no, 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 pumping blood.
Pumping blood?
Pumping blood. Yeah, so Hillary Clinton's staff, their campaign, put out their playlist on Spotify today. That's one of the songs. That's a Swedish indie, by the way, in case you didn't know. Swedish indie group. No, no, no. Who knew?
They have a playlist?
Oh, of course. Oh, of course they do.
I'm going to sign up for that.
Yes, on Spotify.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let's see what else they have on here. I know they have Chris Allen. And, it was funny. When I heard Chris Allen, I'm like, how do I know that name? Oh, he was one of the guys who was on American Idol. But I didn't recall that he had a hit. I don't know. Guess he did, called Fighters. Let's check out some of the playlist here.
So raise your fists and don't forget we were born to be fighters.
Okay, You know, I kind of remember, but I think this was a deep cut. This was not, yeah, that was not a big hit. I don't know that he had a big hit. Well, I had to check first. I was like, who in the hell is Chris Allen? Oh, American Idol. Well, I guess that's why they're closing that party down this year, I suppose. So that's just, let me see here. That's just one of them. Look, take a look, see here. Packed with inspirational pop like Roar by Katy Perry, Brave by Sarah Bareilles, Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. And as I said, that one we hit, Gym Class Heroes, The Fighter, Happy by Pharrell, Beautiful Day by Jon Bon Jovi, and we got a brand new Broadway show, Finding Neverland. And then the token Latin hits are Let's Get Loud by J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Vivar Mi Vida by Mark Anthony. It's interesting that they got to put those two together. Wonder if they play right after each other. Yeah. I mean, and by the way, here's something else that's kind of cool. Both songs hammer home the Live Your Life theme, but they're not together anymore. Word is she's back with that young guy, Casper. That's back on with J-Lo.
I don't know about the J-Lo boy choices.
Oh, yeah. Well, she keeps vacillating back and forth between, there's a lot of oil.
Vaseline in between. What?
John Legend's on there with The Roots, recorded back in, with Wake Up Everybody, recorded back in 2010 with Common. And let me see here, some old school stuff, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Okay, again, right. This is Hillary's campaign playlist.
That's it, yes.
Gotta love it, and you can find it on Spotify.
And guess who jumped in today?
To the presidential race?
It's Donald Trump, everybody.
Who, Drex?
Yes.
Oh, my.
GOP's big old floppy, thin-skinned elephant ears are wiggling around as Trump enters the race. And he's in it. He's in it to win it. And he, of course, it was over the top. He did not try to pretend that he was not pretentious. He had it right there in front of Trump Tower.
Come on, Trump, don't sugarcoat it. What did you want to say?
He said, I'm going to be the greatest president in the world. Matter of fact, he was flaunting his wealth. And he said things like, he mentioned that he's going to be the most successful person ever to run for presidency by far, pointing out that he even owns a Gucci store down the street that's worth more than Mitt Romney. But I love that. What did you just see online there?
Oh, it's great. It kind of looks like the Shepherd Fairey poster with hope on it from Obama's campaign.
Yeah, from 2008.
So it's stylized and it says, "We shall overcome."
We shall
with
overcome.
A big Trump face on it.
His hair actually looked pretty good today. You know,
that's what people were saying. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I was Googling it. It looks like he's not dying at that obnoxious orange anymore, but.
Well, he had a lot of time to work on it and he's got all that money.
But he's still combing it over.
I have to tell you, I'm loving this because I don't think he's going to win. That's for sure. But he sure is going to give them a swift kick in the ass because he's got guts and he's got cojones. And he's not afraid of any of those guys. He made it very clear. He ripped in. You know, matter of fact, during the speech, it was a little lengthy, but, he's introducing himself. But he laid into each and every one of them, which some people on Fox News immediately said he's alienating the entire Republican Party and the base by doing that. But I kind of thought, well, you know what?
You like it.
Stir the pot, Donald. Yeah, have at it.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, I really want to hear what he had to say about a lot of the other candidates because, chances are we'll agree with him, right?
Most likely. And he said, by the way, he's using his own money. He doesn't need anyone else's money, so he will not be having campaign donors or looking for outside influences. He says that'll free him up for more time with the campaign. Because a lot of times candidates spend about half of their time raising funds to keep their to keep the coffers full.
That's what Congress does the whole time they're supposed to be working
for
you.
No kidding. That's not the case with him. He said, this will allow to rid myself of special interests that have taken over the complete, and this is true, have taken control of the American political system. So that part is true.
Oh, for sure.
And he will, on Tuesday, he promised to release full financial disclosures, including income tax returns required by the Federal Election Commission. He said, I've watched politicians. I've dealt with them all my life. They will never make America great again. They don't have a chance. So what I'm interested in hearing is this big secret that, you know, he has an instant offer and an instant way to wrap up the ISIS situation.
With, yeah, certain what? People in the Mideast and Asia.
What the hell? And it's also worth mentioning that never has a candidate come out for the Republican Party within its own party and have a higher disapproval rating immediately. It immediately this afternoon hit 59%. So, you know, you're looking at almost two-thirds of the Republican base saying, no way in hell, Donald, am I going to vote for you. Now, you got to think and scratch your head. Do you think any liberals would cross over and
for
vote
him?
And vote for Donald?
Good God, no.
Well, there's got to be some people out there who are thinking, you know, I don't want a Clinton and I don't want a Bush. There's got to be, you know, it can't be that cut and dry. It's not that black and white. There's a gray area.
There is. Oh, my God. If such a person exists, call us and let us know or text us at 35253 with the keyword Drex. No way. I mean, he's everything you hate about Republicans.
Well, the Republicans don't like him, and you got to love that.
Jackass. You know, what else?
But look at who he's up against. I mean, he made some great points.
There's no way you hate Hillary so much that you'd vote for Donald Trump. I'm not doing the math there. You might need to make me a flow chart.
We'll see. Well, it'll be interesting. You know what? One thing that we'll see tomorrow is when they do more polling, what the Democrats think. Is it, you know, they will poll the Democratic base and just think they will compare it to the rest of the presidential candidates running for the Republican Party. So what they think, whether or not it's a good idea for him to run on the opposite side. I'm sure a lot of people would say yes. I say yes. I like it.
Democrats endorsed Donald Trump in 2016 presidential race.
Told ya. All right, we'll be back with the good news.
I just found a headline.
Which is all about the Warriors tonight on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. As a U.S. Appeals Court justice said, there are two systems of taxation in our country, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Prepare to become one of the informed. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to The Tax Planning Hour. Strategies used by the 1% to pay less tax. Right here on KGO 810.
Only the Home Depot has the Weber Spirit 2-burner grill with gourmet barbecue system for just $3.99. It features a griddle, so you can go from flipping burgers to pouring pancakes without ever leaving the backyard. And with 6 other inserts available, it'll take you where no grill has gone before. Not at this price. Let's do this. The Weber Spirit grill with gourmet barbecue system, just $3.99, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in continental U.S. only.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, you know, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Attention type 2 diabetics, listen closely as there is stunning diabetic news that could change your life and your health. Patients are now finding that their medical doctors are having them taken off medications and insulin. You heard that right. Actually reducing and eliminating medications and insulin for type 2 diabetics. A South Bay clinic will reveal the healthcare strategies that are making this stunning trend possible during a free diabetics dinner talk. Some patients agree that emerging clinical applications are safer and more effective than their previous healthcare recommendations. To see if you qualify and to register for this free diabetics Diabetes Dinner Talk, call 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554. Space is extremely limited, so call 1-800-406-5554. Again, to qualify and register, call 1-800-406-5554.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Well, the good news tonight is it's the Warriors, the NBA champs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. More Smash Mouth. They lost their minds. When people were throwing bread at him.
Used to love this man. They're very clever.
Absolutely. Those
fun lyrics.
Well, now that I know they're such hotheads, at least Steve, my goodness.
Losing, maybe he's on steroids
losing his
or
mind. Or he was the only person, Fort Collins, at the food festival who wasn't stoned off his ass. Maybe he should have been. It would have been a little more chill. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Amy Schumer.
What? You brought me some Amy Schumer?
Yay! Amy Schumer on having a personal trainer.
They asked me to star in a movie. Am I maybe gorgeous? Like, they got me a trainer, like a real, like, he trains, like, Megan Fox and, like, actual foxes, and he's like going over my new meal plan with me, and I'm like, I've got to stop you here. Like, it sounds like from what you're saying, like, at times I'll be hungry. I'm like, what's that about? And he explained to me, like, yes, some people like are hungry sometimes, and I was like, that's crazy. I've never said these words. I've never been the girl who's like, oh my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, if anything, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had two lunches today. Definitely, that counted as a second lunch.
All right, thank you very much, Amy Schumer, everybody. Hey, this is interesting. So David Letterman, he's been hosting a show for over 30 years, and during the time he's had a lot of assistance with handling his day-to-day errands, and so tons of interns and tons of extra employees. In fact, he said that he became so used to it that he kept them on the payroll after the show ended a couple weeks ago because he doesn't even know how to operate a cell phone at this point.
Oh, my God.
He tells Indianapolis Monthly today, quote, as it turns out, after all these years of having somebody make my calls for me, I can no longer operate a telephone. I don't know what to do with my hair either. I mean, there's got to be a little tongue-in-cheek there, but he says, I'm happy with the two women who have worked with me and will continue to do so for a while. It's stunning what you find out about yourself when you've had everything done for you in 33 years. Things have changed in 33 years. It's like ice melting out from under you. I know that's regular, but responsible people here, you know, probably hear me whining like this and think, oh, brother, but I'm just trying to rehabilitate myself. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers, everybody who missed Dave going through Dave withdrawal.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
that's a thing. It's a thing.
I'm sure he doesn't know probably how to operate an iPhone.
How odd.
I don't know. It's kind of odd.
I'm just like, how do you even go to the bathroom without a phone?
Exactly. We freak out when we don't have it. I left it in the studio the other night, and back I came. Would you use an emoji for your password? Now that emojis have replaced passwords in your, or I've actually replaced words in your text messages, how do you feel about replacing all your passwords too? Well, a company in England, now you think it'd be coming out of the bay, but it's not. A company in England has created a system that lets you make a password out of 44 different emoji, and companies could start incorporating the technology very soon. Now, there's actually a few big advantages to doing this because they're easier for people to remember and they're harder to hack. If you have 44 emoji to choose from for your PIN number, there are a lot more, you know, permutations to guess than the four digits that you might use now to unlock something.
Okay.
Because you're choosing from 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of
poop, eggplant,
four digits,
Indian man smiling. I don't know. It's so weird.
Exactly.
What's my PIN number at my bank?
All right.
Well, Daisy, Piglet, smiley face.
Again, congratulations tonight to our world champion warriors.
Congratulations to everyone in the Golden State. And so far, it looks like things are celebratory and not going the crazy way. I've got lots of vines and tweets scrolling past, and it all looks good. A couple kids in the mission were asked to come down off a muni shelter, so that's as bad as I've seen so far tonight.
That's a good thing. Well, God bless them. All right. And we're thinking that the celebration will be in San Francisco on Thursday, but we're not sure about that yet. Hasn't been confirmed, but tentatively.
Thursday or Friday. I'm thinking it's going to be Oakland.
Okay. All right. We'll find out. Have a great night and enjoy. Celebrate. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. John Batchelor's next on KGOA 10.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. We'll be right back.
tune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.